Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Yep, he's done it again, folks.
Oh, no, not again. Oh, my. Oh, my. Oh, my goodness gracious.
Named to Talkers Magazine's Heavy 100 for the third year in a row.
It's not the first time. It won't be the last.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today. Thanks for hanging around with me. My pleasure, as always. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. You're going to be glad you did because our good buddy Joel LaBava is back with us. Joel is one of our top franchising experts in the Brain Trust. He's a president of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated out of the great state of Ohio, and he's our good friend. Joel, welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good morning. How are you, sir?
It's doing great. It's good to have you here. You know, one of the interesting things about the how the economy goes is that it's a little bit contra to logical thinking. A lot of people would think that when the economy is doing really, really good, that's when people want to start more businesses, small businesses, or buy a franchise. But the truth is that activity is counter-cyclical, isn't it? It's contraindicated. It's when the economy gets rough, when the things start slowing down, when people start getting laid off, or they start getting worried about their job, that's when the new business activity picks up, whether it be a startup or a franchise, isn't it?
Yes, it sure is, Jim. You know, I found in the past few years that when people are downsized, middle managers, corporate execs are downsized, and they are not finding good jobs, franchising gets really, really busy.
Well, and I hear you saying that, and I agree with you, but I submit that it's not just franchising. It's all businesses because but since we're talking about franchising, I mean, I don't mind. Obviously, we're going to stick with that, but I think you're exactly right, and it is something that's not really intuitive, is it?
No, it really isn't, because unless you're in the position where you just lost your job and you've been looking for a job for 6 months and nothing's going on, you know, a lot of people don't think about business ownership until they're like, oh boy, is there an alternative?
See, this is what happened to me, and I've told this story many times. In 89, 8:35 May 21st, 1989, not that I remember the exact moment or anything. I was downsized for the second time in 18 months. No fault of my own in either case. And I said, well, I guess I better get my resume out. And then I said, because I'd been a good employee for 23 years, an employee, an executive, all the way up the ladder, you know. And I said, you know, I don't think I want to do that resume thing. And I mean, within 5 minutes, I said, you know what, I don't need any help screwing up my life. I can do that by myself. And I started my first small business, which is the origins of where I am right now. That was 1989, just exactly like what you just said.
Jim, it's interesting because in 2001, I was downsized from the franchise business where I was in management, and for me, I didn't say, oh boy, now it's time to get into business, maybe I'll join my father's consulting group. What I said was, here's what I don't want to do anymore. I don't want to do this for other people anymore. So that's kind of how it happened for me. I did not even think about getting a resume together.
Right. And that's what more and more people are doing.
Yeah.
But, and the thing is, though, the reason why I'm excited about franchising as an option for folks, I started out from whole cloth. I had no track to run on. I dug mine out of the dirt. But everybody can't do that. Everybody shouldn't do that. I actually don't recommend it to anybody. It's rough.
It is. It's the hardest way to do it.
But if you can live on somebody else's track, which is what a franchise offers, as you know, Joel, I call it entrepreneurial coloring inside the lines. And if you can do that, then franchising is a great opportunity.
It certainly can be, even though you and I agree that it is not for everybody and it's not just for anybody. But for the right person, it could be their definition of a home run.
Right. So now you're seeing a lot of new activity.
Yeah.
Now, one of the things that we're doing right now these days, all of us are, we're looking around ourselves and we're saying, okay, is this it? Are things going to turn bad? Are we heading into a recession or not? I actually believe we can talk ourselves into one when we wouldn't have to have one. But you're seeing renewed activity in franchising, which leads you to believe, partially, one of the indicators for you is that we are headed toward an economic downturn because of that.
Yeah, what I'm seeing in the past 2 months is an uptick in my phone ringing, and that means people are not finding jobs when they're downsized.
Right. So that's, we're going to talk about this a little bit more when we come back after these messages with our good friend Joel Labava, president of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated. He's a franchising expert. 22. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Sitting in the morning sun.
Hi, Jim. It's Justin Menkes, author of Executive Intelligence. Can't believe it's 10 years, and the FCC hasn't gotten around to shutting you guys down. It's a great show. I hope you're on for another 10 years. God bless, and congratulations again.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're visiting with our good friend Joel Labava, L-I-B-A-V-A, if you're Googling him. And I know that's all what you're all doing right now. He's our franchising expert and the Brain Trust, and the president of Franchise Selection Specialists Incorporated. And Joe, when's your franchising book coming out?
You know what? That's very interesting. I'm actually writing a book right now.
I'm sure you are. That's the reason I asked the question.
I am, but
hey,
I can't tell you the format.
I know what's going on out there. Isn't my first rodeo.
I just can't tell you the format yet.
Oh.
But it's coming out. And
what do you mean, like? What do you mean, like cans or bottles? What are you talking about?
I just can't really get into it right now because all the high priced agents that I pay told me not to.
Okay, I got you. Well, excuse me, Joel.
But Jim, you're going to be the second one to know.
Excuse me for trying to promote your book.
Well, it's only halfway done. So.
You know, we were just about to get into the economy a little bit, and. You know, your position is, Joel, that the economy is not doing well because you're getting extra activity.
Yeah, my phone's ringing
in franchising. And I think, I'll give you this, I do think that's an indicator. I think that is one indicator. I do think, though, that we need to realize that Cleveland probably has a different employment situation than, say, Dallas.
Oh, you mean because all the companies that have left?
That wasn't exactly what I meant, but that's close. I do think the Midwest has a little bit of a different hiring scenario, little environment, I should say, than, say, Charlotte or...
Right, or Phoenix.
Exactly.
I agree.
So I think you got some of that, but I do believe that your point is valid, but I don't think that necessarily means we're heading into a recession. I just think it means instead of having 140,000 new jobs every month, now we might wind up having 20,000 new jobs every month.
Here's where I will disagree with the Midwest scenario, because what we talked about during the break was people are not walking into their local gas station and paying $35 or $40 in cash when they fill up for gas at $3 a gallon. They're putting on their credit cards. This has been happening for a couple of years now.
Right.
I think the credit crunch, I think that consumer debt, now I am not an economist. I'm just telling you about what I read, what I hear, being a consumer.
But you did stay in the Holiday Inn Express last night, right?
Yes, of course. I'm just, when the phone rings like this,
you're more bearish on the economy than I am,
I'm really bearish on it.
And that's okay. I get that, and I'll give you that. That's fine. You may be right, but here's my question: If you're bearish on the economy, what do you say to people who want to start a franchise right now?
Right now, I say now could be a really good time.
But why would you encourage somebody to go into a franchise if you know the economy is slowing?
Because even though the economy is slowing, people, consumers, you and me, still need products and services.
Yeah.
And we're still going to find a way to pay for them. maybe not luxury, maybe not my $70 an hour massages, but
product services. So you would encourage them to focus on a franchise that might be a little more recession-proof.
A little more recession-proof, a little more service-related. But remember, if the economy starts tanking a little bit, the Fed should kick in, which could make some small business loans attractive again.
Right.
Because the rates will go down.
And, you know, I think there's another thing we need to realize, Joel, and I appreciate you allowing you having this discussion with me, because I think it's important for, you know, for business people to talk about these things, not just you know, Wall Street talking heads.
Right.
And that is that if you look back on, I mean, I have the advantage of age on you and a lot of other folks. My first recession was 1969.
Okay.
I was in college. I got laid off because of a recession. I mean, I got a job before I actually worked my last day at the other job. I'd already found another job, but I did. It affected a company I was working for in 1969. I remember that recession. I remember the ones in the 70s. I remember the two in the 80s. I remember the one in the 90s, and I remember the one we just had.
Mm-hmm.
And every single one of them have been less negative, less of an impact on the economy. And so even if we're heading towards a downturn, I believe that the way our economic systems work and the way that our global economy now works, that it's going to look more like, you know, we've hit a speed bump than that we fell off into an earthquake hole.
Okay. Well, you have definitely been around more than me. 69. Oh my, you are older than me.
I'm older than dirt. but seriously, Joel.
Yeah.
You saw what happened. So yeah, I think you're right. I think you could be very well could be right. I think we could be heading towards something else. But what you're saying is, and this is what I like, even though you're convinced we're heading towards a downturn, you're still bullish on the marketplace.
Yes,
you're
bearish
on the direction of the economy for the short term, but you're bullish on the long term prospects.
Yes,
and that's important.
Right, people still need products and services, whether the economy tanks or not. They still need stuff,
and
they
see
still
that's
to make it convenient for them.
That's the message that people need to be thinking about, need to be hearing. Is okay, gird your loins, tighten up on your spending, and operate more efficiently. But if you're in a small business owner, whether you're a franchisee or not, you're going to want to be in business on the other side of whatever we're headed into. You know, if you're going to be in business 2 years from now, you're just going to have to deal with it. Right back with Joel LaBava. Stay with us. We're back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. They're right there for you. No barrier to entry. It won't cost you anything to show up and hang out with us. We'll let you have all our stuff. Joel LaBava is all over all of our websites, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can listen to the past interviews he and I have done on franchising, which is an incredible body of work on franchising that Joel has deposited with us. Also, at our knowledge base, he's helped us with some answers to your questions at askjim.biz. So check those out. Use them to your advantage. Joel, your business, give us the website, please.
Sure, www.franchiseselectionspecialists.com.
All right.
It's a long one, but it's such a gorgeous website.
And what do we find when we get there?
You're going to find access to my blog, a lot of the interviews you and I have done, a video of a 3-minute interview that I did for a corporate college here in Cleveland. A lot of good stuff, a lot of articles. You'll find a lot of good stuff and really cool colors.
Now, you know Anita Campbell, don't you?
Pardon me?
Anita?
Yeah, she was just on Monday.
I know.
She's fantastic.
A couple of good Cleveland folks here on the show this week. Yeah.
Matter of fact, I am a guest columnist on her award-winning Small Business Trends website.
Absolutely. She's great. She does a good job.
She's great.
So what we're talking about here, folks, is franchising in a potentially scary time. You still recommend it, don't you, Joe?
I sure do. Who wants to work for someone?
What about, all right, even when times are a little shaky, there are certain sectors of any market that almost are so compelling that they literally ride right over the tough time. And I think one of those things right now is the green market.
That is such an. I think that the green franchising trend is going to be on such an uptick in the next 2 or 3 years.
Tell those people out there who might not know what we're talking about.
We're talking about franchises that offer everything from totally organic food, if it's a restaurant franchise, to the types of vehicles they're using for pickup and delivery.
Environmentally friendly. I know. I met a guy from Indiana earlier this year who has a furniture store. He makes wood furniture, and everything he does, the whole process of all of his manufacturing, is certified green.
That is fantastic.
And people are buying his stuff because they want that kind of product.
Jim, I mean, you might know more than this about me, but 2 years ago, could you and I have talked about anything being sustainable? I mean, people know what that is now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the difference. So I think that more and more people are trying to be environmentally friendly in their purchases and in their small business dealings.
And as more and more of the younger generation, who really are going to be driving the green movement, I think.
Yes.
As they come into their own in the marketplace over the next 10 or so years, as they come into their own with their own buying power, making significant decisions, I think it's going to become an industry unto itself.
They're going to demand it. Then they're going to shape it. You're right.
And within 10 to 15 years, we won't be talking about green. You know why? Because everything will be. Will have that flavor. Yeah.
That's right. That's right.
What other trends do you see out there?
I'm seeing more of the baby boomer related trends out there, whether it's non-medical or medical care. People are living longer, and they want to be mobile longer.
You know, I hate it that we're talking about baby boomers and needing medical care in the same breath now. That's my generation, and I remember when you know, we're talking about baby boomers, we were talking about, you know, all the exciting things, you know, that we were doing, and now we're talking about baby boomers and Medicare, and that's really kind of a bummer for me.
Yeah, it's I'm around the corner. you're closer to the corner than me, but you know, we both live our lives the right way, so we'll be okay.
Is this a good time to become a franchisor? Creating a franchise of your own and bringing in franchisees?
It's always a good time, but it's a lot harder than people think. It is harder than you will ever work in your life to create a franchise from beginning to end, and the work and the money it takes to do it right.
If you like franchises, if you like the idea of a franchise, but you don't really want to color inside the lines like a franchisee has to, you might be a franchisor prospect. What do you think?
That's right. If you have a wonderful business model and you can duplicate it, hopefully you have already, then maybe it's for you.
Yeah, absolutely. Give us the website one more time.
www.franchiseselectionspecialists.com.
Hey, Joel, thanks for all that you do out there for small business owners.
Thank you too, Jim. Great job.
We'll talk to you next time.
All right.
See you later. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners. This is Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.